Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Authorities are asking for the public's help in locating a suspect in a New Jersey killing who is also a person of interest in a quadruple homicide in New Mexico. Sean Lannon, 47, of Grants, New Mexico, is considered armed and dangerous and is wanted for questioning in a killing in East Greenwich Township on Monday. Sean is bald, blue eyes, 5'9", and weighs about 150 pounds. A Georgia police officer, Blake Puckett, is being credited with rescuing a teenager from a burning truck Saturday night on Highway 53 in Floyd County, Georgia. Laurel Putnam, strapped in her seatbelt and unconscious, the officer pulled out his pocket knife and cut her free right before flames engulfed the truck. Police said a drunk, wrong-way driver without insurance hit the teen's truck head-on. Alaska has become the first state in the nation to allow anyone 16 or older to get a COVID-19 vaccination. The move was announced Tuesday by Governor Mike Dunleavy and comes as the state was experiencing some unclaimed vaccine appointments. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The State Department has responded to the administration's decision to allow Venezuelan refugees who are already in country be given temporary protection. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The numbers are staggering of those Venezuelans who have already fled poverty, hunger, and the brutal repression of President Nicolas Maduro. Ned Price explained the reasons for the decision to give the asylum seekers legal standing.
To date, nearly 5.5 million Venezuelans have fled their homeland, while another 7 million remain in chronic need of humanitarian aid. Nicolas Maduro's repression, his corruption, and economic mismanagement have victimized these Venezuelans and produced this political and humanitarian crisis.
Venezuela is on the northern coast of South America. The State Department says do not travel to Venezuela due to crime, civil unrest, and poor health infrastructure. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
House GOP members are not happy with the wasteful spending on the Biden COVID-19 stimulus package. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
House Republicans are ripping a nearly $2 trillion stimulus bill that's expected to get final approval in the House on Wednesday. Wyoming's Liz Cheney saying the nearly $2 trillion bill is a spending burden. In the Senate, Republican Senator from Wisconsin, Ron Johnson, reminding everyone.
On top of that, $1 trillion is currently unspent, we did not need to authorize another $1.9 trillion. In total, we're about $28 trillion in debt. We did not need this.
Senate Democrats also on board with sending stimulus checks of $1,400 to prisoners as they voted down an amendment put forth by Republicans.
They had a chance on Saturday morning to stop checks from going to prisoners, from going to the Boston bomber, for instance. And on that vote, they declined. Every single Democrat wanted to continue the practice of sending checks to prisoners.
Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton speaking there on Fox Fox News.
The proposed bill will cost American taxpayers $2,000 billion, a.k.a. $2 trillion. NASCAR issued penalties to six Cup Series teams Tuesday for lug nut infractions, including a one-race suspension for Stuart Haas Racing crew chief Mike Shiplett after last weekend's events at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Unsecured lug nuts cost crew chiefs $10,000. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important quality that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Hey, we're back with you. It's Hump Day, Wednesday. Good to have you with us. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezShow.com. Well, you know, what is happening? The canceling culture just cannot help itself. It is just overwhelming what is going on. You know, Dr. Seuss, we've got Dumbo, Disney characters all being canceled. It's incredible. But we need to consider this as a bit of a warning, and especially for all evangelicals. We're praying. We need to pray today for the courage that we will need tomorrow and maybe even in the next few moments, because it's coming at us that fast. And we're going to talk more about prayer beyond this segment here. But I want to address what's happened with Dr. Seuss and the canceling of these cartoon characters that all of us, grew up with. The co-founder and visionary of the Dennison Forum, pastor, author, and podcaster, Dr. Jim Dennison, joins us now. Jim, how you doing, buddy?
Bill, I'm doing great. How are you, my friend?
Hey, I'm doing super. I'm dodging little bugs flying around here. I mean, it's just what it is. That's all. We're just I thank God that exactly. And that's this is all part of it. And speaking of which, what are we to make of all this hubbub and the canceling of Dr. Seuss books? And this seems so Marxist, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. And in fact, that comes out of that background. Comes out of a background where everybody fits into classes. You don't treat people as individuals, but as classes. There's the oppressed and there's the oppressor. And if you're in the oppressed, you're always oppressed. If you're in the oppressor, you're always the oppressor. And so now you have to not only seek equality in the culture, but you have to go beyond that to offer not just, let's say, opportunity, but outcomes. You have to offer not just quality, but equity. And you have to be going beyond what's been done to achieve quality in the past. And that's really some of the background behind the Dr. Seuss controversy. It's one thing to look at stereotypical cartoon images from previous generations that could be offensive today. I was grateful when they dropped the Aunt Jemima logo, for instance. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But what's behind this is a larger story than that, that Southern Poverty Law Center and others have been making, that these books need to be canceled because they don't go far enough. And that applies to all of us who are not willing to align with that pretty radical agenda.
Yeah. And so what does that do? I mean, for those of us that grew up with this, that, didn't see this as a problem. I mean, like all of a sudden now we're guilty of racism or, whatever the left wants to pin on us.
Well, that can be the case. And again, there really are the two sides of this. There are racist stereotypes. There actually, as we all know, there can be systemic racism in our culture. I have African-American friends who will tell you if they go in our local pharmacy, for instance, they're going to be followed like I won't be. I have a friend whose daughter was selling tickets door-to-door in our neighborhood. She knocked on one door, and the woman inside called the police.
Oh, wow.
They experience racism in a way that I don't, and they see things that I don't see. There clearly are issues here. We don't want to naively assume that doesn't exist. But to your point, when we go beyond that, to start deciding we're going to cancel everybody that doesn't agree with a rather Marxist, rather radical ideology, that's where all evangelicals are now at the bullseye of the target.
Right.
So if you're not willing to go beyond speaking for equality to really their ideology, then you're the enemy. And that's the future, I'm afraid, that we may be facing.
Well, the danger is we can't reason together. I mean, it's emotion. Emotion is taken over. And as we stated before, Jim, when emotion rules, I mean, a certain amount of our intelligent quotient is set aside, isn't it?
Exactly right, Bill. I'm so glad you keep reminding our listeners of that fact. We have this kind of wiring that I believe God's given us where we're made to respond emotionally to threats. You know, if a lion appears, you don't want to be wired in such a way that you have to process, all right, what kind of lion? How large is it? Has it just eaten? Does it see me as food? You want to have this kind of fight or flight sort of reflex. Well, the media knows that. The culture knows that. They know they get more attention, more clicks, they sell more ads. If they can do things that are extremist and appeal to our emotions, bypassing our reason. So that's why so much of the media today is about entertainment and about shock value rather than about reasoned discourse. That's why it's so important to be Berean Christians and search the scriptures
yes,
to see
exactly.
whether these things are so and think biblically about the issues we face.
Well, and it's it is a bit of a challenge because you've got to be careful these days. You just cannot be at the grocery store in line and have an open conversation about some of these things, because even though you're trying to process it and work it out, we have to be a little critical in terms of when and how and with whom we have these conversations, because as iron sharpens iron, we need to have the liberty to be able to, you know, share our ideas without, you know, being canceled or fined or, you know, put into jail.
There's a real balance, isn't there? There's a discernment there where we're to be wise as serpents, harmless as doves. It's like the men of Issachar in First Chronicles,
yes.
who understood the times to know what Israel should do. So we do have to be discerning. Where am I? With whom am I having this conversation? It's Jesus with John 4. The woman comes for water, so he starts with water and leads to living water. I was in Bangladesh some years ago and got to have a phenomenal conversation with some local imams, but that's because our host was wise enough to invite them to dinner and have we from America serve them the meal, demonstrating
wow.
our solidarity, our humility, our servant-heartedness, our equality with them to defeat what I didn't realize but he did, which was that these village imams would assume that we think we are superior because we're from the West, because we're
right.
Americans. They would not be willing to talk to us if we hadn't taken that first discerning step. That kind of discernment's vital today.
Boy, that is so important, Jim, what you just laid out, because you're exactly right. I mean, the perception of, you know, people outside of America is that, oh, it's just those arrogant Americans. When I was in Europe in Austria, and I when I first was introduced to that emotion and that perception, I mean, it really shocked me. And it was in a church. It was at a church function. And it wasn't that I was trying to be arrogant or anything. I just they asked where I was from, and I told them. And the way it came across is that, oh, you know, he's just an arrogant American. And I thought, whoa, man, you know, you just asked me. I just gave you an answer, you know, from, you know, California. You know, where are you from? From California. Like, you're the be-all and end-all? I mean, like, what do you mean you're free? I mean, and that was my introduction even then, and this was, gosh, Jim, this was probably about 25 years ago. So, you know, a little bit of the cancel culture stepped in very quickly. So, you know, I adjusted. I learned quick. I took the lesson, so...
You have to speak the language of the people, right?
Without a doubt.
Where they are and what they're thinking, and be willing to accommodate that. Be able to speak the truth in love in their culture. I have that when I travel, especially, Bill, because I'm from Texas.
Yeah.
So when they discover I'm from Texas, now they make assumptions. Not just about Americans, but about Texas as well. And they just assume I'm going to be some brash, sort of arrogant kind of a guy that doesn't know it well. You know?
Yeah, there's a big hat. There's big hat and lots of cattle in there somewhere. We know it, right?
Someplace. Exactly.
Exactly. We're talking with Dr. Jim Dennison, and we're going to get into one of my favorite topics in this second segment, because this is something I'm hearing more and more these days, and I'm greatly encouraged by this. And, you know, in much the same spirit that the apostles, you know, they saw what was happening with Jesus, and that he got away and prayed, and they asked, because of the results of this time that he had in prayer, they said, can you teach us to pray? We're going to talk about this a little bit more with Dr. Jim Dennison when we come back. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 30 languages worldwide. Thailand has done well in avoiding the impact of the COVID-19 health crisis, but they're still suffering uncertainty. It's just one of the many countries experiencing the financial ramifications of fewer foreign visitors and lost tourism income. Through radio broadcast and media players, the Tide Ministry is bringing hope to Thai listeners who feel unsafe and afraid because their economy is collapsing. As Christians, we have the assurance that comes through our hope in Jesus, and it's our responsibility to encourage others to put their hope in Christ. Thailand is one of multiple countries on three continents where the Tide Ministry broadcasts gospel programming. Our daily Bible studies and sermons air in 30 local languages across multiple regions around the globe. And you can learn more about how the Tide Ministry is encouraging listeners throughout the COVID-19 pandemic by visiting thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
This is sponsored by IBM. IBM is committing to net zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2030 to further its long-standing work to address the global climate crisis. The company will prioritize actual reductions in its emissions, energy efficiency efforts, and increased clean energy use across the more than 175 countries where it operates. To achieve this goal, IBM will reduce its greenhouse gas emissions 65% by 2025, procure 75% of the electricity it consumes worldwide from renewable sources by 2025, and reach 90% of IBM's electricity coming from renewable sources. Jim Whitehurst, IBM president, says,
"While IBM is advancing our efforts to fight COVID-19, we also know that we can't put the climate emergency on the back burner. That's why we're announcing this pledge to reach net zero emissions in less than a decade. IBM will continue applying our most powerful technologies and expertise to fight the global climate crisis.
For more information, visit ibm.com/environment.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
I'll tell you, this is what it's all about. You know, the heart and soul of this radio show is We the People, and it's for, you know, God's highest, you know, for each of us. And what I'm hearing time and time again now as we continue to deal with the coronavirus, things politically that are happening, we've got a president that seems to be wobbling a bit. A lot of questions are coming up. Jobs are being canceled. The coronavirus, as I mentioned, many people are getting weary. And what I see happening, Dr. Jim Dennison, is that instinctively, within our very nature, people are looking up because they know their answer isn't going to come from Washington, D.C. They sense within their very spirits that it's going to be from God themselves. And what I'm hearing from people saying, you know, I want to pray, but I'm not even sure how to pray or what to pray. Maybe you can share with our audience, first of all, you know, just some basics of, you know, what is prayer actually?
Yeah, thank you for asking me that. As a pastor for 40 years nearly, and a longtime, obviously, believer myself, that's been something I've wrestled with just like the disciples, as you mentioned. Mm-hmm. That's Jesus, Lord, teach us to pray. The way that it's helped me is to understand prayer as breath, something Henri Nouwen's books taught me. Think of praying as breathing with God, as simply talking with God. I think we've made it a little harder, more religious than it has to be.
Right.
We think we have to fold our hands, close our eyes, get on our knees. Well, don't do that while you're driving, please.
Yes,
you
please.
Know? But at the same time, we're to pray without ceasing. So praying is simply practicing the presence of God. It's talking to God. It's listening to God. Mother Teresa said when she began her religious life, she spent 90% of her prayer time talking to God. The end of her life, she spent 90% of her prayer time listening to God. Mm. It's just having a conversation with God, just like you and I are having a conversation right now. God wants us to be that honest, that genuine, that down-to-earth, that normal in just mm-hmm. talking with our Lord who loves us so much. It really starts there.
And people that, you know, haven't really started and even exercised or, you know, a prayer life, and they say, well, Jim, how do I know I'm hearing from God, that it's not just my thoughts, but that it's really God that I'm hearing?
Yeah, it's a great question. We learn things in three ways: rational, practical, and intuitive. We do math rationally. We start a car practically. We like people intuitively. Well, we all do all three, but one tends to dominate our personality. And my experience, Bill, is that God kind of speaks to us in that channel. I'm wired rationally myself, and so I don't often get intuitive nudges from God. I don't often feel the presence of God like my wife does, who's incredibly intuitive in a way that I'm not.
Right.
God speaks to me through His Word. God speaks to me through reason and through logic more than He does through feelings. One of my best friends, he and I have been ministry partners for more than 30 years as a former engineer, very pragmatic. God speaks to him through open and closed doors and through circumstances and through pragmatic experiences. It can be all three for sure. In fact, we ought to check one with the other. When I have a sense that God's speaking through reason, I need to check that with my mm-hmm. wife and my friend. And
exactly.
My wife needs to check her feelings with the Word of God. But He speaks the way that He wires us.
And that's the thing that's so important, that when you hear and you believe you're hearing from God, you get confirmation. Just like you say, whether it's in His Word, the environment around you, you know, friends will reinforce, and sometimes in such an uncanny sort of way that, you know, because sometimes, Jim, I will bring up in conversation maybe a particular verse that God has placed on my heart, and invariably the guest will say, Bill, I can't believe you brought that up. You know, God just, you know, brought that to my remembrance this morning before the interview. God is good.
That's how God works. I didn't know when we got on this conversation we'd be moving in this direction. And, Bill, we're talking about something that's been on my heart for days and weeks now. Mm-hmm. Evangelicals have to be getting back in touch with God now. We
yes.
need to be praying now. Mark 1:35, Jesus got up a great while before day, went to a solitary place and prayed. You need to plug in the drill before you turn it on. You need to put gas on the car before you start the car. Well, we need to be getting ready now for what's coming down the way. And the way to do that is what you're describing right now. It's to develop a deeper, more intimate relationship with Jesus now. He will empower us and prepare us now for what's coming in the future if we'll connect more deeply with Him right now.
Well, and just like you stated earlier, the brothers Issachar, what did they do? They studied the times. And right now, the times are happening, okay? And as Bob Dylan's saying, they are changing. And so if they are changing and you sense this, well, where is the movement of God? And are you linked? Are you in sync with this movement of God? Or are you going to find yourself the odd man out and then not covered because you're not under the shelter of his wings?
Exactly. I'm in a room in my studio here talking to you right now. I can see electrical plugs everywhere I look. My phone isn't plugged into one of those. If it runs down, that's my fault. It's not the fault of the electricity, not the fault of the electrician or the building. It's my fault for not connecting to the source that's already there.
Mm-hmm.
God is as close as your knees. He's as close as your next breath. He's as close as your next prayer. So if we'll just start developing an intimacy of practicing the presence of God, like Brother Lauren said, Francis Schaeffer said, God is there and he is not silent. He'll speak. He will listen. If we'll develop a conversational relationship with him.
Well, God is spirit and truth. And as you said, he will come to you in the manner of which you come to him as you are.
Right.
And, you know, if you come in and you have a beguiling spirit, God's going to have fun with you. Basically, he's going to leave you to your own devices, basically. That's what it comes down to, right? So the idea is that we understand that God is spirit, all right? And second, that we must be honest. I mean, this is what, you know, what starts out the conversation with him is, you know, confession and saying, you know, God, I mean, here I am. I mean, you're God, I'm not. And, you know, can we have an honest conversation? And I got to tell you, so often in my experience, Jim, I find myself saying things to God that I thought, well, before, you know, because of my Catholic background, I thought I was going to be dust right away, maybe deservedly so regardless. But still, it was just like, well, God could handle it. But, I had to let God know, hey, this is not good. This isn't, I don't feel good about this. And, you know, and to be that honest with God, and as you grow in intimacy with God, because that's what happens through this process, is that it is a very, very intimate relationship that develops, that, you know, the Bible likens it even more so on the level of the intimacy that we share with our wives, right?
Exactly right. That's what God wants. That's what he made us for. God didn't make us because he needed human beings walking around on a planet. He made us because he wanted a personal, intimate relationship with us. My wife and I didn't have children because we needed more people to live in our house. We did that because we wanted to share our lives with our kids. Well, as much as we love our kids and can't wait to be with them, and by the way, I have two grandkids coming this weekend. Thank you for asking me about
it. Yes, congrats.
To talk about this for the next few hours.
Right.
I'm looking so forward to that because I want to be with him. That's how our Father feels about us. That's how much he's crazy about us. That's how much he loves us.
Exactly. So we open up just a conversation just like we're having. God can handle it. Be honest. Be straightforward. The other thing, I'm a journaling guy. I take notes. And I love it when I look back and see what God has done in certain issues. I mean, sometimes when you're dealing with it on a day-to-day basis, you kind of get through it, get on the other side, you take a breath, you know, okay. But, you know, months down the road, even a year down the road, you look back and you go, well, God was there. Well, yeah. Here he was. He was there. Here's an answer there. Not exactly the way I wanted it to play out, but man, it was a great answer, right?
God speaks to me through my journal every single day, and then I look back and see what God did. That's a biblical impulse. Remember when they went through the flooded Jordan River, God sent them back to get rocks and put them on the side of the bank to remind them of what God has done. Let's put some rocks down. Let's write down what God is doing. Let's write down what we're asking God to do, because we may forget we prayed about that. God answered the prayer, and we even forget that he did. Journaling is, I think, a valuable way to experience God in a more intimate way.
Well, and I think that, you know, considering where we are right now as a country and what we've been dealing with in the past year with COVID and everything, this is really an incredible environment in which to realize that God has been fully in control, and a great time for us to pray, to seek God, to seek his will, to find peace above all, Jim, right?
Exactly. Let's turn the obstacle to an opportunity. Let's turn the challenges into an invitation to pray and to draw closer to the God who loves us so very much. That's exactly the moment that we're in right now.
Well, Dr. Jim Dennison, I can't thank you enough for allowing us to, you know, talk about this important topic. I pray it's a blessing for those that heard what we had to share, because we needed to talk about this, and people that are listening right now needed to hear this message and want them to be encouraged, because the Father is waiting for them to come and, you know, start the conversation if you haven't started one before, right? Dr. Jim Dennison.
Right now.
This report is sponsored by IBM. Ahead of the 63rd Annual Grammy Awards on March 14th, IBM launched a new digital fan experience called Grammy Debates with Watson. Grammy Debates with Watson is an AI-curated music debate experience, allowing fans to contribute their points of view to some of the most important music-related conversations today. Fans can engage in debates related to the most groundbreaking artist or biggest style icon and add their arguments via the online portal. The Recording Academy is also transitioning Grammy Backstage to the IBM Cloud to seamlessly host the pre-show, premiere ceremony, and more. Christy Kolsky, IBM Sports and Entertainment Partnerships Marketing Program Director.
Grammy Debates with Watson gives fans around the world the opportunity to have their voice heard in some of the most iconic debates in music today. Powered by IBM, AI, and cloud, this is another example of how we're applying IBM's cutting-edge technology to help revolutionize the entertainment industry and bring innovative experiences to our clients' key audiences.
Visit Grammy.com/Watson for more.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Authorities are asking for the public's help in locating a suspect in a New Jersey killing who is also a person of interest in a quadruple homicide in New Mexico. Sean Lannon, 47, of Grants, New Mexico, is considered armed and dangerous and is wanted for questioning in a killing in East Greenwich Township on Monday. Sean is bald, blue eyes, 5'9", and weighs about 150 pounds. A Georgia police officer, Blake Puckett, is being credited with rescuing a teenager from a burning truck Saturday night on Highway 53 in Floyd County, Georgia. Laurel Putnam, strapped in her seatbelt and unconscious, the officer pulled out his pocket knife and cut her free right before flames engulfed the truck. Police said a drunk, wrong-way driver without insurance hit the teen's truck head-on. Alaska has become the first state in the nation to allow anyone 16 or older to get a COVID-19 vaccination. The move was announced Tuesday by Governor Mike Dunleavy and comes as the state was experiencing some unclaimed vaccine appointments. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Your opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live. Without a doubt.
If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal.
I think this is probably one of the best head-bobbing, you know, bumpers that we can use. I mean, I don't think you listen to this without bobbing your head. It just automatically connects to your neck, and your head has to bob when you hear this. I'm Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Cheryl Chumley joins us now. A great book. I tell you, I love the book that she has written, Socialists Don't Sleep, Christians Must Rise or America Will Fall. And we're going to be talking about how this country is becoming a corona weary. Cheryl, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. It's great to be back with you.
Well, I think you're right on with your column that Americans may finally be corona weary. I mean, after all we've gone through, it started, remember, 15 days to stop the spread, right? And, oh, and along the way, science mattered. It trumped everything. And then all this faux science, because this is the era of faux everything, had to creep in. It just can't help itself. This is the age in which we live in, and the spirit that is, you know, that is traveling amongst us right now. And it really commands us. It really demands that we be discerning. If not, we're going to be emotional wrecks, right?
Absolutely. You know, if you don't have discernment, you don't have discernment if in this past year you have been fueled by fear, mm-hmm. by racing from one government mandate to the next, and not even bother stopping to question why these mandates keep changing every day, every week, every month. What is pure science one day, wait a week, and it's become the complete opposite the next day. Mm-hmm. And then with all this conflicting science, what it still comes down to is an individual choice, at least in this country. You have an individual choice on how to determine your medical and health care, and that has been stripped from us, and that's the big issue that we have to fight to get back, because government is just steamrolling over our God-given rights at this point, and it's going to take men and women of discernment and mm-hmm. boldness, unafraid
yes, exactly.
to seek their wisdom mm-hmm. To bring this country back.
Well, and the thing is, I want to encourage everybody, Cheryl, to your exact point, is the facts are on our side. The facts are on the side of those who cherish liberty, that want to live their God-given rights out. And what these draconian governors have done, and I'm not talking, I don't want to get into this comparison of Republican and Democrats. Sometimes I get caught into that, and I apologize. I just want to talk about just the policies themselves. Are they helping or hurting? And, you know, the American people in their varying states have to make their own decision and mount up. And what will happen is we'll have a bonfire of courage starting from coast to coast and holding these elected officials accountable, and to make sure that what they're doing is ensuring our freedoms, not compromising them.
Right. Absolutely. Look, let's just stick with basic common sense, right? Let's forget the fancy degrees that those pushing these crackdowns and the stifling of individual liberties have been out there pushing on the American people. Let's just look at the common sense. Way, way back at the beginning when the coronavirus broke, right? We didn't know what it was. Okay, so you can excuse that there's some fear out there. There's some over the top clampdowns on individual freedoms. But it was all about flattening the curve. Well, that curve has been flattened a long time ago. So now it's time for common sense to come back into the room and consider this virus as compared to other viruses.
Exactly.
Right? Mm-hmm. Viruses, what they do is they morph and they change. That's why we do not have, say, a vaccine that can completely obliterate the flu.
Yes.
Because the flu has many different forms. Mm-hmm. So now we see that this coronavirus, we read the reports that it's coming out with all these variants, and it's generating a new steamroll of fear. Well, how about some common sense here? Let's just treat this virus as we've been treating others, and that's to say, let's go about our business and take individual responsibility for caring for our own health and safety, and not let the government kowtow and push us in the corner in fear, living waiting for the stimulus check to come in the mail.
Yeah. Why can't we judge the government for the job that they've done and what they failed to do? Because you bring up an excellent point here, and we got to go back to, oh yeah, that constitutional thing that gave us individual rights and freedoms. The government cannot handle it. This idea, you know, that even Ronald Reagan says, hey, I'm from the government, I'm here to help. This is what Joe Biden is saying. Hey, I'm from the government, I'm here to help. No, you're not. I mean, you're from the government, but you're not here to help, because if you're here to help, you would really, I mean, there would be evidence of said help. And I think after everything is all said and done, like you said, here we are, you know, we're begging for, you know, a $1,400 check. And, oh, yeah, by the way, the bureaucrats, they carved out a nice little deal for themselves. I mean, we're lucky to get one $1,400 check, and they're going to get like 15. $1,400 checks? I mean, how? It's like, wait a minute, are we being worked here or what?
Yeah, and you know, to go back to what you said, the road to hell is paved with well-meaning individuals, right?
Right, right.
There are a lot of people who do a lot of harm, but they do it based on their supposed intentions to do good. And that's the beauty of the Constitution, because it puts a limit, it puts a restraint on people who say that, who would act that way. There are those who want to do good and who actually want to really vaccinate the nation, because they think in their hearts and minds that that's the way to go. That's the way to drive this coronavirus off American soil. But the Constitution puts limits on that and says, hey, you don't have a right to do that, because in this country it's all about the individual rights, it's all about the God-given rights. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, these people are supposed to be held at bay and constrained by the Constitution, but they've not been. And the reason for that is because of fear, and mm-hmm. because those in the Christian community who are supposed to know better, those with discernment and wisdom, have either been fearful themselves and riding this spirit of Satan, or they've been too fearful to speak up. They know better, but they just don't want to speak up and speak out.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the cancel culture has had its effect. But going back to what you said earlier, one of the things I trained on for many years, Cheryl, was competency. And I said one of the key values you needed to hold was that you had to be competent in what it was, your chosen profession. So if you were a brain surgeon and you're killing 9 out of 10 people, it's probably not your gig. You probably need to find some other gig, right? And this is what happens in our country today, especially in the realm of the political, is that it's not about what you produce, it's about your degree, as you said earlier, because hey, they're supposed to know better. They're degreed, you know, Yale, Harvard, they've got all those fancy degrees and they're supposed to know better. Well, what happens when they don't? And when they're involved with public policy, they're, you know, causing some major problems, like, oh, we got a governor right now responsible, you know, for like 15,000 seniors dying on his watch. You know, one minute we're giving him an award, he's getting an Emmy, he's got a book out, I mean, he's all honor and glory, he's the poster child for, you know, executive leadership, and then we find out that, not so good after all.
Yeah, let's look at the two most present so-called experts who have been pushing all the coronavirus-tied crackdowns in America and around the world. Mm-hmm. We have Anthony Fauci, who has a record of making mistakes, and not just with this pandemic. You only have to do a little social media searching and searching online to see how many mistakes and how many flip-flops he's made on the coronavirus. But if you go back in time, with HIV, and there have been, he has a whole score of mistakes in his background. And the other player has been Bill Gates. Bill Gates, with no medical degree, Bill Gates of Microsoft fame, Gates is the one who influenced the World Health Organization to declare the coronavirus a pandemic. The World Health Organization did not want to declare a pandemic right away. It was only after Bill Gates went there and visited there, coincidentally the next day, who came out. World Health Organization came out and declared a pandemic. And that was after he visited and made donations to that big global group. So these two players have been influencing policy worldwide and particularly in America, cracking down on individual freedoms. And neither of them have a perfect record or a background schooled in medicine.
Right.
And yet they've been that influential.
And some would say, what is their batting average? not a team would hire them, but we've got them in there, and they're in control right now. We've got more from Cheryl after this. Stay with us.
2 chocolate chip muffins coming in. Thank you.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Hey, can someone get that?
Like at Claire's Cafe. To satisfy demand for takeout, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amounts 500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent we are, just the way you like to hear from us, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And our conversation with Cheryl Chumley continues. Cheryl is a opinion editor, online opinion editor for the Washington Times, author of the book Socialists Don't Sleep, Christians Must Rise or America Will Fall. You know, socialism has been around forever, and they just keep on progressing one inch at a time, regardless of their history. The amount of devastation that they are responsible for nations around the world, it is amazing to me, Cheryl, that they still continue to live another day. It's that snake that just won't die.
Yeah, it's such a serpentine message that socialists bring, though. I mean, it sounds so sweet and, oh, let's just have equality for everybody and there's no more poverty and everybody has access to education and it's equal rights and everything just sounds so let's all get along. That's how socialists sell their message. But it's all a lie. It's such a deception. And now, to me, the the biggest face slap is having that message sold through the churches.
Right.
As if the Bible teaches that socialism is the proper way of a believer. And I that's so offensive to me. It's such a deception. And yet there are so many Christians out there nowadays buying into that lie.
Exactly. Well, it is. I mean, it's the big exchange from Romans. You know, you're going to change one God for another. I mean, that's really what it is. That's why the churches are susceptible to it. Jesus said that even the elect would be deceived. And this is what's going on because they're, to your earlier point, they lack discernment. They're falling into this and they're being affected by the culture instead of affecting the culture.
Yep. And you know why they lack discernment and why they're so easily swayed by the modern day culture? It comes down to this. They're not reading the Bible themselves.
Exactly.
Honestly, if you don't read the Bible yourself, you're missing it. You can go to church. You can watch sermons on TV. That's all great. And you can discuss with your friends biblical principles and have debates and things like that. But you got to read the Bible yourself every day. It wasn't until I started committing to really reading the Bible that they're so much clearer.
Exactly.
You start with a Christian perspective, you look at it first there and then through the Constitution in this country, and boom, 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 everything lines up and you see where everything has gone wrong, and more than that, how everything can become right again.
Without a doubt. It is amazing to me. There was a recent study about people who read the Bible. They said, even if you just read it three times a week, you know, what it does in terms of altering your worldview, it's dramatic. But I'm like you. I don't know how you do it, how you don't do it on a daily basis. I have been a devout reader of the Bible, for decades now, and even more so. And for the bottom line difference that I realized that Bill Martinez is different when he doesn't read the Bible versus when he reads the Bible, and the difference is not one that I'm very proud of. I mean, it's hard enough to be proud of when you read the Bible because you're like Paul is saying,
right,
the very thing I want to do, I don't. The things I don't, I do. You know.
You realize how sin-filled you really are when you read the Bible.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly.
It's not like it's an ego shot or anything.
Oh, no, not at all.
It keeps the world clear.
Yes.
You know, as everybody else is floundering and panicking over the coronavirus, when you read the Bible, you can see how this all fits into the ultimate design, right? You can see how God's still sovereign, and you can see how Satan's using this as a tool. So it just, I just implore people, because I've come at it from both sides. I've been an atheist still at this point in my life. I've been an atheist longer in my life than not.
Mm-hmm.
But I can see how the Bible just clarifies everything and just it gives you that focus you need to survive.
Mm-hmm. And the fact of the matter is, on many shelves across America, the Bible is there. Dust it off. Be blessed. And get some clarity out of your own life. Otherwise, you're going to be duped by these, coronavirus czars.
Yep.
That have led us to believe this faux narrative. I mean, and this is the whole problem with all this, Cheryl. I mean, the scientists and leaders and, you know, Joe Biden on down, everybody's frustrated because the people are resisting. It's because they've been lied to. There hasn't been any transparency. Numbers have been falsified. I mean, who would have thought that COVID was going to cure the flu? I mean, look at the numbers right now between flu and COVID. And then the dangerous thing, I was talking with another expert the other day about this, Cheryl, is what are we going to do 10 years down the road? We look back on this time and say, hey, what about that COVID deal? I mean, all that evidence, all the numbers that they're taking down, which, you know, by law, this has been codified, that the numbers should not be juiced. We're juicing the numbers. So what is it going to do, you know, for generations on down the line when they go to study the impact of COVID, when the evidence that they're getting, you know, is not correct?
Well, I kind of have a dark answer for that, Bill, and it goes like this. We're not going to make it 10 years down the line. Under this administration, if this path continues as that we're on in this country right now, with Democrats in control, with Joe Biden as puppet as he is, and the far left basically running policy out of the White House, with China coming on, with the UN just looking with hostile eyes at America, and with players within America's own government, the deep state, the medical bureaucrats, the Democrat Party, and even in the Republican Party, who are willing to sell out America for some personal gain of their own to foreign entities, we're not going to make it 10 years down the line to have that time of reflection and so forth. We're not going to have that teaching moment. It's the 12th hour now, and it's time for those who know better, who can see the field for what it is right now. You got to speak up. You got to first pray and ask how God would use you right now, and then act on it, because there's no time for sitting on your couch and yelling at the TV about why everything's gone wrong, unless you're going to get up and do something.
Exactly. And the thing is people are seeing, they're sensing this, but you're exactly right. You know, with the opening line of our Constitution, we the people, it infers an engagement. It does not allow for a laissez-faire, as you say, sit on the couch, you know, moment or passivity. If you do, you do it at your own expense. We know historically, you know, nations, other people, just like us, thought it would never happen. It's not going to happen. You know, the goodness of people will win out. Well, the fact of the matter is that people generally are not all that good.
Well, we're born into sin, right?
Yes,
and,
right.
You know, that is part of the worldview, because then when sin-filled things happen, sinful things happen in the world, we're not rocked, because we see that as just part of humanity. That's how it goes.
Right.
But, you know, that doesn't excuse the point that sitting back and just, you know, tisking about the sin and pointing fingers and, you know, going to church and feeling as if you're doing God's will simply by going to church. We're commanded to be the light. And as a light, some people burn brighter than others, right? Some people are just naturally bolder than others. Some people have bigger mouths. I count myself among that big mouth camp, right? I don't mind speaking out.
Yes.
Some people don't. But you can still shine your light. You can still do your own part to fight for the core greatness of this nation, which is God in charge and government in the secondary role.
Yeah, without a doubt. And this is what's hanging in the balance, ladies and gentlemen. A nation that was once blessed by God. Ronald Reagan put it simply that a nation that finds itself no longer under God is a nation gone under. And boy, I'll tell you, we're on that opposite side of that mountain, heading down and picking up inertia, it seems, almost on a daily basis, Cheryl.
We are. We absolutely are. And, you know, every time I do a show where, you know, we discuss these points, we discuss the needs for Christians to get involved, I get emails saying, I agree with you completely. What do I do? So let me just throw it out right now. You know what? Run for school board. If you have a local school board election coming up, you be that Christian on the school board that puts an end to the transgender policies funneling into all the schools around the nation. I mean, that's like one huge dent that we can make in the evil that's taken root in so many of our youthful generations now.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other thing you can do is go back and listen to an interview I did with Dan Schultz. He's an attorney out of Arizona. He said that what he's been able to do was something that he learned back in the seventh grade. And that is, to your point, taking over the local entities. But he said the most powerful position you can get within the political process is to become a local precinct committeeman. And it is amazing the power and authority that is in there, because it is these precinct committee men and women who choose who the candidates are going to be before it goes out into a primary or general election. And a lot is being done. They've moved the needle dramatically there in Arizona. And I would highly recommend that you check this out. And of course, in every state, it's a little bit different. There's little nuances. But the mechanism of it is still the same, because that's what this comes down to, is we want to make sure, again, we pray for wisdom, that we do not expend our energy and our resources willy-nilly, but we do it in a wise and cunning sort of way so that we can be most effective. And he points out, Cheryl, that you'd be surprised how many local entities, how wide open they are. He likened it to when Barack Obama didn't fill the federal judgeships, right?
And Donald Trump came in and did that. But even more so at a local level, it's amazing how many thousands of positions are open. So if you want to get active and you really want to make a difference, it's pretty easy. It's an elected position, and in many cases, you run unchallenged. And so you can make a difference quite immediately, you know, for the kingdom. And I'm with you on that. And it's, again, it all starts with prayer. This is no big surprise. Yep. God knew exactly what's going to happen. And all we have to do is be available, right?
There you go. And think local. Local, yep. You can have a lot of influence.
You got it. Cheryl Chumley. Thank you, Cheryl. Take care. God bless.
God bless, Bill.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do the letters I